Hey everybody, we're getting paid to do this. This is a special bonus sponsored episode of No Chill Enneagram, but we promise it's gonna be fun, just like a regular episode, just shorter and focused on Bible translations, which is probably something we would have done in the future anyway.
Yeah,
it seems like a good idea. So we're gonna type Bible translations because everyone needs to know like what Bible translation is for them. This special episode, oh, by the way, hey, Bethany Perkins.
Hi.
Hey, okay, are you ready to do this?
I'm so ready.
I can tell, you seem like chomping at the bit.
I am. You can't see it, but I really am.
So this special episode is brought to you by Lifeway.com, which is our favorite place on the internet to buy Bibles and Christian resources. Lifeway.com has a bunch of awesome Bible translations. They're always running great sales on Bible editions. In fact, at Lifeway.com, all CSB Bibles are 50% off until October 29th, and study Bibles are 36% off through the end of the year. That's pretty good, and that would be good like Christmas gifts, I feel like.
Yes, I was thinking that.
This is like a good like time to just like knock out all your Christmas gifts.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're not getting them video games that come out in November. And I don't think you would buy video games at Lifeway anyway.
Probably not.
So now that we're going to type Bible translations, you can get your Bible to match your type at Lifeway.com. So let's figure out what we're going to get.
Yeah.
All right. So here's how we're doing it. We got to give a Bible to each number so no one leaves empty handed.
Oh yeah.
So instead of like just throwing out Bible names, I think we'll have to start with the number and then figure out what Bible makes sense. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Number one, Bethany.
Okay.
Does anything come to mind for number one?
Yes, actually.
What?
And it is, well, let's see. I got to choose between two of them. Okay. I'm going to say.
Tell me the two you're choosing between.
Well,
let us into your head.
I was going to choose between NRSV and NASB. I should know what they stand for, huh?
New Revised Standard Version and New American something
Standard
Bible.
Standard Bible?
Standard Bible.
It's either something standard. Or standard.
Yeah, one of those. Either something or standard Bible.
Yeah, but I'm gonna choose NASB because it's way over, like, on the scale of literal or word for word, to paraphrase, is way over on the literal end.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like that's just like a very like ones would value that, like.
They're, like, obsessed with how literal.
Yeah, this is the literal meaning. I need to know what it is. I need very little interpretation of what this means. Just tell me what it says.
Totally.
It's also the Bible
with that.
That I read. So there's that.
Yeah, that's good. Cool. Okay. Number two, the helper. This is a tough one. Like, there are some of these numbers where a Bible fits easily. And then
like
other, like one.
Yeah.
And then others of these where it's less obvious. But I kind of am thinking, I mean, we're doing this on the spot, by the way, guys. We didn't, like, plan this.
Okay,
what about New
idea.
Living Translation?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Okay, tell me why.
I think because a two would probably want a Bible that's, like, also accessible to other people.
Yeah, it's like, super accessible.
That you could, like, pull it out and, like, read it to somebody who's never read a Bible before and it would make sense to them. Like, that kind of thing.
Well, that's that for sure. But it doesn't go overboard.
Yeah, it's not,
you
like...
know?
It's not like a
it's
message
not like
or anything.
We'll get to the message.
Yeah.
Three should be doable, right? I feel like three is like, what would it be? It would be like,
I don't know. What's like the most popular one, NIV?
Yeah. Well, NIV is most popular. Yeah, it would probably be
it's
NIV.
It's a very successful Bible, you know? Like, everybody knows NIV.
Yeah, it's the Bible. That's the one that... So, yeah. I work at Christianity Today, and that's the Bible that we require people to use in their articles.
Oh, really?
Just because hey, someone's at the door.
My doorbell just rang.
Is it like UPS guy or something?
I don't think
this
so.
This is exciting. It's... This is a nice twist. Is it a Bible salesman?
Okay, I'm going to let you guys in on it. An inner conflict I have every single time this happens is I don't like answering the door when I'm alone.
Totally.
I don't feel safe and I ignore it. But it's very obvious that I'm home because all the lights are on. And the last time this happened, it was my neighbor. So I'm just going to go in. I'm going to answer it. I'm
okay,
sorry.
Can we listen in? We'll listen in.
Sure. Okay.
So I'm going to tell you guys a story. The last time someone stood at, went to my door. We get a lot of like kids with, this is probably none of our business.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, is everything okay?
Yes. Yes.
We didn't really hear everything.
Okay, good.
Wow, what did they say?
Oh, it was just my neighbor asking me to give her a ride somewhere right now.
And you were like, I can't have internet things to do.
This is the worst. I was like, I'm on the phone. I feel so bad, but this is very important.
Why did you not say you're on a podcast right now?
Well, because I didn't want to make her feel like bad about interrupting that, so I chose something that like she wouldn't feel bad about.
But you didn't have your phone with you? That's
no.
Weird. That's so strange.
Oh man, and she gave me cookies. I feel so bad right now.
Oh.
Anyway.
Ooh. I was about to tell the story, but then she started talking. I was like, oh, this is interesting. So here's what I was about to tell everyone when you were gone.
Okay.
The last time someone came to my door, we have these kids with clipboards always coming, trying to sell us crap.
Oh, kids.
And they're the worst. They're usually hired by companies.
Like little kids or like...
Like, you
teenagers.
Know, young college kids or teenagers.
Oh, I'm imagining like 8-year-olds with clipboards.
No.
Okay.
So the last time this happened, I was like, no, I'm not answering to the door. I refuse. And there is a window like directly next to the door. Like you can just look out the window and see the right side of the person standing on the door. At the door. And if the window was not there, you could reach out and just tap them on the shoulder. So Atticus was just standing there staring at them. And the light was completely on. And I was like, Atticus, come here. Atticus, come here. And he was just stood there staring like the creepiest horror movie kid.
Oh, man.
The kid finally left. And the whole time, I was, like, hiding in the bathroom, trying to be like, Atticus, come here, come here.
I can totally picture him doing that. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's a classic Atticus move, standing and staring.
Oh, man. I gotta do something nice for my neighbor to make up for this.
Definitely.
Yeah. I'll buy her a Bible from Lifeway.com. Yeah. I'm going to definitely do that.
So 3 is NIV, right?
Yeah.
I think 4 is a no-brainer. You know what it is, right?
No.
It's the message.
Okay.
Message is so
intense. So different.
Yeah.
It's like, the message is like, I'm not like a regular Bible. I'm like a cool Bible.
Yeah. And it's very like, it makes a lot of like, cool poetic turns of phrases and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is very poetic.
All right, 5. This one's easy too, I think.
Okay, go for it.
ESV.
Okay, solid choice.
It's balances accuracy with, I'm stealing this from Mardell's Bible Translation Guide. I don't know what that is. They say it's it balances literary excellence and readability, mm-hmm. and accuracy.
Yeah.
And it's word for word.
Yeah.
And like, it's the Bible that all of my five Reform friends use. Nice. So it seems like a good five Bible.
Yeah, I like that.
Six is interesting. That feels a KJV to me. 100%, right?
Okay, why?
Because it's like, who do my authorities say I should use?
Oh,
KJV
true?
Is the only Bible you use because you are told to.
That is so true. Yeah.
The ESV is close, but mm-hmm. that's what I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Seven.
Hmm.
You know, the Message might be seven. I want to retract and say the Message is seven, but the Amplified Bible is four.
Amplified Bible?
Yeah.
I've never even heard of that.
The Amplified Bible is basically like a way of saying we are amplifying word meetings through more words, basically. Mm-hmm. It's meant to draw out the nuances of the language with extra words, mm-hmm. basically. So here's 2 Corinthians 10:13, which in the, let's say CSB.
Mm-hmm.
In the CSB, it says, "We, however, will not boast beyond measure, but according to the measure of the area of ministry that God has assigned to us, which reaches even to you." Amplified Bible says, "We, on the other hand, will not boast beyond our legitimate province and proper limit, but will keep within the limits of our commission, which God has allotted us as our measuring line, and which reaches and includes even you."
Wow.
That's some four jump.
I'm exhausted by that. Yeah.
I know, right?
It was longer. Yeah.
Okay, I also feel like the Message is like often comes across very like hopeful somehow. It's weird, but it just feels like they do a good job with tone and making it feel hopeful. So that feels like a seven thing. A lot of reframing too.
Yeah. Agreed. Eight.
You tell me what eight is. We're kind of running out of Bibles here.
Right? Like commonly known ones.
New King James. New King James is like, look, who cares if it's right? We're just going to fix it.
That doesn't make sense, but okay.
It's like, we got this thing. We got this thing is traditional. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm saying we got this thing is traditional. We're going to make it better, okay? That's a classic eight move.
Okay, it's traditional, but we're going to make it better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. last one, nine. It has to be the old Christian Standard Bible.
Oh.
The Bible everyone loves. Because mm-hmm. it's
tell us about it.
Well, it's an optimal equivalence translation.
Mm-hmm.
So it places equal value on faithfulness to the original text and readability for mm-hmm. a modern audience. It
Balanced.
Sees both sides of those arguments.
It does, yeah.
And yeah, it's suitable for everybody.
Yeah.
Wow, that sounded like a really good ad.
It did. You know
we
what?
We apologize for sticking a genuine ad in the middle of this thing.
Yeah.
I kind of feel yucky about that, but it's true.
It's true.
All right. We did it.
We did it.
The Living Bible is one we didn't bring up.
Oh, the Living Bible.
Or did we?
No, we didn't.
The New Living Translation? The New Living Translation. That's probably one of those
The
full,
Living
fancy
Bible
ones.
Is different, right?
Oh, is it? Okay.
Then there's the TLB and the NLT.
Oh, wow. I don't know all of that. I eat BLTs for lunch sometimes.
Yeah, me too.
The Bible Living Translation.
Yeah. What Bible do you read, Richard?
I use the sort of a split between ESV and CSB. I like CSB like when I'm just like reading the Bible like reading the Bible like in church or something, cuz they uh-huh. Wait. What did I just say?
You like
the
reading
CSB.
The CSB in
okay.
church.
I like reading the CSB in church, but the ESV, I have a reader Bible for, like a series of volumes of reader Bibles.
That, oh, is that the one that like it doesn't have any of the chapter verse numbers?
Right, it just feels like you're reading a regular book. Oh man,
I want that thing. That's so
you need
cool.
to get it. It's pretty good experience.
Yeah, it's on my list of things to get in my life.
All right, you could, you know where you could get it.
Lifeway.com.
Lifeway.com. What do you think the feedback on this episode's going to be? Like, this is awesome, guys. Keep doing more sponsored episodes.
I think probably. Everyone's going to be like, I'm so glad that they are making money because they kept talking about how they wanted to, and now they are.
Whatever keeps them going.
Yeah.
This is it. We did it.
We did it.
This episode of No Chill Enneagram was brought to you by Lifeway.com. You guys, you can get Bible translations that we just talked about for your number at Lifeway.com/Bibles.
Yeah.
Guess what? Lifeway has a bunch of cool sales going on in November. Here are some of them. 25% off ESV Illuminated Scripture Journals. 25% off Spurgeon Study Bibles. What number is Spurgeon, you think?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
Five, right? Gotta be five.
Okay, sure.
25% off NIV Biblical Theology Study Bibles. Threes.
Yeah.
30% off CSB Study Bibles. Nines.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Get your new Bible at Lifeway.com. And thanks, Lifeway, for letting us continue to... And thanks, Lifeway. And it's like they're letting us... Okay, you can continue to have your podcast.
Yeah.
What they're doing is supporting us. They're supporting this podcast so that it can continue to exist.
Yeah.
If anyone else wants to support our podcast so it can continue to exist, hit us up.
Yep.
We on Twitter.
Yeah.
And also, if you know me, you can just find me, like, in the grocery store.
Just track him down and find him. You may not do that to me.
Okay, don't do that to Bethany, but you can do it to me.
Yeah.
This has been No Chill Enneagram. It is hosted and produced by Richard Clark and Bethany Perkins. Edited by Richard Clark. Theme music is Max Flashback by Lee Rosevere. We want to hear from you. If you're an Enneagram number 9, 4, 2, or 7, feel free to leave a review on iTunes. If you are a 6, please only do this if you trust us. If you are an 8 or a 1, please do not leave us a review on iTunes. But you can feel free to reach out to us on Twitter, where we'd love to be challenged by you or hear from your overflowing inner critic. Our Twitter handle is @NoChillEnneapod. That's @NoChillEnneapod. Enneagram number 5s, please include us in your next exhaustive list of hilarious podcasts. And 3s, you can just give us credit after we inspire you to do whatever amazing thing you're going to do next. If you are a number 1 through 9 and you haven't already, subscribe to this podcast wherever podcasts are subscribable.